Everyone, happy Friday. We're always trying to find ways to help people live a healthier lives. As part of our service, we audit the foods that people eat to help them determine which foods are associated with the most exposure to plastic chemicals. And we research have found microplastics, BPA, phthalates, and other toxic chemicals are showing up in human blood and even umbilical cord blood. It gives a whole new meaning to the saying that you are what you eat. That's why we're really excited today to be joined on IG Live with Dr. Marcus Cirelli, the head physician for Total Body Health Functional Medicine in Ohio. Dr. Cirelli specializes in gut health and autoimmune diseases. And he had a really great post recently about how we eat literally becomes the cell that creates our bodies. So we're going to discuss how food influences cells, how our skin can be an indicator of nutritional deficiencies, and tips for maintaining healthy cellular communication. So I saw that. Hello, hi, Dr. Cirelli.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely, I'm excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background and how you became a physician.
Yeah, so I always knew I wanted to do something in medicine. I wasn't sure in what capacity that was going to look like. I always thought med school and, you know, surgery, prescription drugs, things like that. And I took a class to my junior college and realized that this wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was more, you know, of a holistic approach to medicine. That kind of gave me a background in that, and that kind of really changed my eyes. And then I personally had some health issues of my own that really led me and got me to the functional medicine route. So I think most people in this route, they've at some point been a patient of their own. So that's what really got me here to this point. And it's been 7 years now doing functional medicine, and I love everything about it.
Wow. So what is the functional medicine physician? Okay, it looks like Dr. Cirelli just got dropped off. So hopefully he will be able to join in a little bit. Looks like his internet have some issues. So I'm going to send him another invite and see what's going to happen.
Are we good?
Here you are. Here we are. Yeah, it looks like we had some internet dropping off.
Yeah, issues.
Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Perfect. I didn't hear you.
I was just asking a second question. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. My second question is, you know, what is the functional medicine physician?
So functional medicine physician is someone who looks at the body as a whole. So not just looking at individual parts or symptoms. Right. The goal is to figure out exactly what caused these issues to begin with. So we'll find issues, then using a more holistic approach. So the goal is to really cause what's driving these issues. So example I always like to give is, let's say you have high blood pressure, right? You go to your conventional medicine doctor, he's going to say, hey, here's a drug, help lower your blood pressure. Functional medicine is the exact opposite. So we're actually looking at your lifestyle, we're asking what are you eating, how's your stress, like what's your sleep routine? It's really your whole lifestyle to account. And that's what really makes a big difference. And, you know, 80% of diseases in America today are more lifestyle driven than they are something else that's going on. Change that lifestyle, fix things. That's actually going to make a big difference. So that's really the big difference between conventional medicine and the functional medicine route.
So when it comes to like nutrition, how can a functional medicine physician help people, you know, better understand their nutrition?
Yeah. So nutrition is one of the, like, the key cornerstone of medicine, in our body break down and absorbed and used properly. So nutrition is one of the first places I always cover with all my patients. We're looking at what are you eating and what are you not eating too, because that makes a big difference as well. The one thing that I do with a lot of my patients, we do some kind of small, like, elimination type diet. So we're taking away a lot of inflammatory foods, things like gluten and sugar and dairy. And then we reintroduce those foods down the road. Then that helps people identify, okay, what does this actually do to my body? Am I having inflammation? Am I having brain fog? Am I having fatigue? What shows up when I actually put those foods back in? And then for the foods we're not eating, we're looking to say, okay, are we eating the rainbow? Are we eating plenty of fruits and vegetables? Are we eating nutrient-dense foods like organ meats and red meat and things like that? So that is a huge component of residents, something that gets missed again in the conventional medicine route that needs to be addressed to almost everybody.
Today, we're going to get into the really like down to the cellular level, because I think people oftentimes they understand at the macro level, how does what nutrition going to do for your body? But I think like you have a really interesting approach. And I also, during the introduction, I gave a brief intro to your post that health of the food we eat can become part of the cells in our body. So on a high level, what are cells, like what are the importance to our wellness?
So cells are the building blocks of our body. So when you break down everything, you know, there's organs, tissues, the smallest individual unit that you're going to have in the body is going to be the cell. Collectively, depending on the person, you're looking at 37 trillion cells in the body. So there's a lot of them. They perform all the functions from creating energy to eliminating toxins, providing structures to the body, keeping the body healthy. So each cell is going to play a different role depending on where it's at and its location and its function. It could be from reducing stress to supporting metabolism. So everything breaks down to cellular level. And that's where if you're going to help heal somebody, fix somebody, you got to make sure the cells are healthy, working the way that they should.
Could you explain a bit more, you know, about the cycle of how our cell can replenish themselves?
So cells are going to absorb nutrients. The big nutrients that a lot of people know is your macronutrients. So your fats, your carbs, and your proteins. And there's also the micronutrients too, which is vitamins, minerals, electrolytes, water, usually on the off take into account with the study of their health. And we need everything to be in the cell in order to function and work the way that it should. So we want to make sure, again, we're absorbing these things. That's kind of how cells regenerate, replenish themselves, is giving the right nutrients. As long as we're pulling things into the cells, which that's a whole other conversation there. As long as we're pulling things into the cells and giving the right nutrients in, the cells can remain healthy, replenish, and regrow the way that they should.
So that also means if you actually have like a poor nutrition, it's going to reflect it on your cells, and then your cell, then you can kind of lead to say like unhealthy skin or livers and et cetera.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly.
So what are some like, you know, now talking about nutrition, like what are some like a general nutrition tips for someone who wants to produce healthy cells?
So a good place to start is removing on those inflammatory foods that I talked about. So that's going to be the big three would be gluten, sugar, and dairy. You could, you know, depending on the person, you could put nightshade vegetables in there. You could put lectins in there. There's a lot of other things. But if you want to start with the basics, removing those three would be a good place to start. That's going to allow that cell to start healing, because the less inflammation you can have on the cell, the better it's going to function and work overall in general. And then from adding foods in, so some of the things I talked about are like those nutrient dense foods. So that could be things like organ meat, or that could be, you know, blueberries, strawberries, things that have lots of antioxidants in them. The more variety we can get, the better too. So a lot of people are kind of stuck eating like the same things over and over again. Our cells, they really thrive on or getting different nutrients into the cell. So I always recommend to people like, hey, let's try to eat the rainbow. Let's try to get as much nutrients as we can.
So the major inflammatory food are like, you know, dairy, sugar, and gluten. Are there other like inflammatory foods that people should be paying attention of besides these top three?
Yeah, processed oils is a huge one. People that don't realize that, that's a big one. So either canola oil, things like that. Anything that they turn to fry food in, that's usually very inflammatory for the body. So always recommend people stay away from that. And that's good for processed foods too. So anything that comes out of a can or a box, they're usually adding lots of inflammatory oils in there too. So that's a big one to look out for. Some other ones that be cautious for, some trans fats can be bad for the body too in large amounts. So that's usually, again, what they usually throw in your processed foods. So always help people keep an eye out for those ones too. But as long as you're eating real whole unprocessed foods, you shouldn't have to worry about those things. But a lot of us now tend to lean towards more a heavily processed diet, which is also why we're seeing disease so high in America nowadays.
Yeah. Besides the nutrition, we also always tell our customers, like, avoid processed food, avoid canned food because of all the toxic chemicals, besides preservatives, that's added, like,
headlining from like BPA, BPA alternatives, and you know, parabens are used as preservative processed food too. So if you eliminate these things, not only you increase your the antioxidants that you're taking, and you're also reducing the toxins as well.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
We had one question that came in. What kind of clean bread do you recommend?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't eat gluten, just from a neurological standpoint and from a digestive standpoint, is that all right with me? If you are going to do any kind of gluten, I do recommend more like a sour type bread. The reason for that is the fermentation process that happens with the sourdough being fermented, that has a lot of the gluten content. But I always recommend like a gluten-free type bread that's very minimal ingredients if you're going to have something. That's me personally, but again, your sourdough would be a safe alternative if you already have the gluten.
Good to know. So we mentioned that you want people kind of eat a colorful foods. And what are some ways to create more diversity in your food?
Yeah, so eat rainbow is an easy place to start. I tell people too all the time, like, don't be afraid to like those weird vegetables in your supermarket that you yeah, what to do with or those. Don't be afraid to buy those things. Go online, look up how to cook these things. An easy way to do to get more variety too is you can make a smoothie. So you could throw a large variety of different vegetables and fruits in a smoothie. As long as you're adding good stuff in there, you kind of mask some of the flavors of those things. But go to the store, grab the green stuff, grab the purple stuff, grab the red stuff, grab as much variety as you can in there, because you want to get as many antioxidants, different nutrients in your system as you possibly can.
I like that. I like that. Another tip, I guess we often also recommend people is eat seasonal food, because the transportation, the wrapping, all the packaging can also contaminate the food. So eating seasonal is always good, and it's cheaper too.
Yeah. And people don't realize once a veggie's picked and a fruit's picked, within 2 days, it's losing about 30% of its nutrient content like that. So it's very quick that you lose it. And then by the time it's transported from California to Ohio or Mexico to Ohio, wherever it's coming from, by the time it's actually on your grocery shelf, I mean, you've lost 50% of the nutrients that are in there to be. So that's where eating seasonally is very important, because if you can get something that's picked yesterday, you're going to get the maximum amount of nutrients from it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know the amount of nutrient it could lose. Oh, wow. This is amazing. What does this, now when I talk about your services, what does a session with you look like?
Yeah, so the first time I sit down with somebody, it's a 2-hour appointment, because I really want to know that person. I want to know their background, their lifestyle, their exercise routine, their stress routine, you know, what's contributed to these symptoms to begin with. So I sit down, I usually get everyone's history ahead of time, so it gives me a good idea at least, so I can dial in what questions I need to ask and what tests we need to run, what labs we need to look at. But that is a very important appointment. I don't like to rush that one. I want to make sure I'm spending time, because I want to know who the person is coming to me. I'm not just treating the symptom of the condition, but I'm treating the person as a whole too. And then we usually run some kind of labs. So I do a lot of gut analysis, looking at stool testing, regular labs, looking at blood work. I do a lot of organic acid testing in the office too. So it kind of depends on what's presenting to my office, who's showing up, but there's a large variety of tests I look at to figure out, again, where that body's breaking down and then why.
Do you also offer virtual services? Since you're based in Ohio, maybe I think many other people will probably want to see you from all over the world.
Yeah, I have patients all over the United States, and then I see you both. So I do appointments as well, yeah.
You have supplement recommendations too. Oops, I guess you breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Okay. You also have supplement recommendations. How do you decide which supplement to recommend to your patients?
So everybody's going to be different, really, when it comes down to supplements. This is where like testing is going to be crucial and key to make sure like people are getting what they need. One test I run is a micronutrient test. So that looks at 47 different vitamins and minerals to figure out where deficiency is happening. So I run that one. A lot of people can benefit from like your basic vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, B-complex, fish oils. A lot of people are deficient in these things to begin with. So those are easy ones. If you want to add something good, you start there. But I do like doing some testing to figure out where deficiencies are to kind of make sure people are getting exactly what they need.
I really love this personalized approach because it seems we all have different physiologies. You just the regular, like the common standard recommendation doesn't always work for everyone.
Right. And that's, and even too, if I, you know, I have somebody come in that has a vitamin D deficiency and they might need 1,000 IUs, somebody might need 10,000 IUs, and some people might react poorly, might be fine. So there's that concept of like individuality to where, hey, everybody's different. Everyone's going to need something different. People can handle more than others. And that's also something you have to take into account when you work with the patient as well.
Love it. So how can people reach you if they want to book a session?
Yeah. So directly on the website, it's going to be balancedholistichealth.com. So people can find me there. I have a lot of people reach out to me via Instagram as well. You can actually book a session. My website's connected to my Instagram. And then the office phone number here, well, they can always give us a call, set an appointment that way as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us today. And then thank you everyone for joining. Be sure to follow Dr. Marcus Sorelli. We'll have all the info, his website, and all the information in the LinkedIn bio and also the post promoting this Instagram live. So thank you so much for your time and knowledge.
Perfect. Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. All right.
Bye.
You too.